Hi,
Hi, I was hitting pound
Christina.
soon going, why isn't it working?
I
Or
know, sorry. Okay,
hashtag
so look, I want to introduce you. I want to just a little bit about Christina. She's a launch strategist. Christina helps entrepreneurs really get their work out into the world in a fun and easy way. She understands the online marketing world, man. She understands it inside and out, and she's incredibly creative in helping her clients market and launch their programs and their products. She writes this beautiful copy. I know I've read a lot of it, and it's just gorgeous. She helps her clients write their own copy authentically and engagingly. And so, Christina,
Yes.
let me just say first what I really love. Her brand is AuthenticBuzzMarketing.com, and she's really true to that brand. You know, she does help people find authentic ways to market and to speak about their work and how to write about it. She helps them really understand how to get people into their programs, into, you know, their, you know, engaged in what they're offering and what they're doing. Really, really brilliant. And what I really love about Christina is she's like an out-of-the-box thinker. You know, she's incredibly creative. She's quick on her feet with a, you know, just an incredible wealth of ideas. And now she doesn't say she's an intuitive, but I've seen it over and over again, so I say she's an intuitive. She doesn't claim
Thank
it.
you.
I'm telling you, you are. And she's also kitty mommy.
Yes.
So we can't forget that one. So Christina, I want to just, you know, one of the things that has happened with you in the last couple of years is your mother got very ill and she passed away very unexpectedly. And you had to work through some intense grief and
Ooh,
still
yeah.
somehow manage to keep your business going because it was either that or go get a job, right? So I'm
Yeah, well,
curious
so
to
which I
know
could
what
have
you would
done,
have
like
to say about the last couple of years with the ups and the downs. What would you say is like the biggest thing you've gotten from being in the Divine Diamond program, even with what happened with your mother?
Well, I mean, I can honestly say I wouldn't have survived the year after my mom passed without you. I mean, my business was literally on life support. I was doing the absolute minimum I had to do to survive. And the only reason I managed to do that is because I had someone to talk to every 2 weeks, and I had a group to go into and ask questions and get support and a reason to get out of bed, even if it was at, you know, at noon on some days. It was just rough. And I honestly wouldn't have made it through. And it also just kind of kept the foundation under my feet so that when I was ready to get back into it 100% and really go for it, I already had the structure and already had the support in place to make it happen.
Yeah, and that
And
happened this
that's
year. I
the
mean, you've
importance.
just exploded. Your business has just
Yeah.
really taken off, and it's so exciting to watch. It's like you were doing that before she got sick, and then it just sort of came to a screeching halt, and then there was this whole healing process, and now again, you're just expanding and exploding out into the world with your work, and it's so wonderful to see. You
Oh,
know, it
thanks.
just is.
And I have to say, you know, one of the things that you talked about is that you do business coaching, but I didn't need business coaching that year. I mean, we talked about my business, but you know, as resistant as I am to tapping, we did a lot of tapping. We did a lot of acupuncture, holding my phone, like whatever it is that you would help me do, because I would be get on the phone and I would have complete panic attacks
Yeah.
and just totally couldn't even think about doing anything. And so you helped me with the skills that you've got, with the angel readings and the intuitive messages from the divine, which I couldn't hear because I was so upset and so pissed off, and the tapping, and all of that when I needed it. And then when I needed to be like, you know, I'm tired of grieving, let's just talk business. You were there to talk business. And that is something that most business coaches that I've encountered can't do or don't know how to do or aren't doing it because they want to stick strictly with business or strictly with personal and they don't want to mix the two. And that's not you. You fill whatever need we need at the time to make our business grow because we are our business as entrepreneurs.
Yeah, we really are.
And that is very unique. And it's really, I mean, yeah, I could not have, couldn't have gotten, done it without you, for sure.
Thank you. So let me just add, because I know other people will be wondering, and I know you'll have to go very soon, but I want to just find out from you, before you signed up, okay, so this was before your mom fell and passed, but what was your greatest fear when you were thinking about signing up? Like, you're like, well, I want to, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What was going on for you inside your own head before you decided you were going to take that on?
Well, I mean, I knew I needed a coach, and we had met many years before, and so I was familiar with you. But and you came across my email box, and I was like, huh, let's see, I really need a coach. Is Anne the one? And you know, before really signing up, everything that went through my head was, am I coachable? What if she doesn't have the answers that I need? What if I can't afford it? Like, what if I can afford it now and maybe I can afford it next week or next month, but what if something happens? What if I'm signing my life away, or what if this doesn't help, or what if this is a bad, like every single thing that came into my mind. So it was, what if I don't have anything to ask you about? What if you can't help me? What if others are so far ahead that I'm dragging them behind? Or what if I'm so far ahead that the support team isn't there? What if they don't like me? What if we're not a good fit? Like, there were just so many questions. And it basically came down to, did I trust myself enough to say yes? Did I trust that I would find the money to make this happen? Did I trust that I would ask questions, ask for support, show up prepared, use the tools available? Would I do it? So it wasn't on you or the rest of the mastermind. It was totally on me. And do I trust myself enough to make this happen? And I took the leap and said, yes, I do. And I think that is the key point, is that, no one's coming to save me and my business. This wasn't about hiring a coach to save my business or to save me or to tell me what to do. It was showing myself and the universe and my clients and everyone else that I believe in myself enough and trust in myself enough to invest. And that's what coaching is about.
Wow. Yeah, that's super powerful. And I hear that a lot, this, those questions that you asked. And I love that you came to the conclusion of, do I trust myself enough? Like, do I? Because really, a lot of times, all of those questions are the upper questions for that underneath question is, can I really do it? Do I trust myself that I can do it? And I think that is so common in considering something as powerful as investing in yourself to get the help you need to build the business you want. I couldn't have done it without a coach. I know that, or it would have taken me forever. Mm-hmm. It would have just taken, talk about the slow boat, it would have been really, really a long time for me, and I'd probably still be flailing. So let me ask you this. What would you say to someone who is considering a program like this? Or even this program.
Mm-hmm.
What would you say to them about doing or not doing it, or working through their own questions, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I think pretty much everyone should have a coach. I'm a huge believer that every single person, no matter where you are in life's journey, you need a coach, because you can't see your own shadows. You can't see what you're missing, and that's what a coach helps you to do, is to see those and to be your eyes and ears, and to have a someone that's on your side. So if you're thinking about it, first of all, if you're thinking about it, there's a reason you're thinking about it. It's time. Like, if you're looking for a sign, this is it. Like, take action. This is, there's no use in waiting next month or next year to find a coach. Go get one now. And, there's the saying that when the student is ready, the coach appears, or the teacher appears. Well, here she is. She's on the phone. she's here. This is an amazing opportunity to really just let go of the idea that you have to do it by yourself and that you have to do it alone and figure it all out, because that is, there's not a single successful business owner that did it on their own. Not a single one. There's not a single successful person on earth that has done this by themselves.
All right, well, we're going to move on. Christina, thank you so much.